Dave, got a question here which I find intriguing. Indrek Tarillo says, "Hi, Naked Scientist, love your show, and actually I listen to it on the podcast." He's listening in New South Wales and Australia. This is an amazing question. He says, "If light can escape from a star, why not a black hole?" And the point he's making is that a black hole is a collapsed star. So all the mass of the star ends up in the black hole. So if light can come out of the star in the first place, given that there's no more mass now in the black hole when it's collapsed, what's changed that now light can't get out?
That's right. When you take a star and convert it into a black hole, you actually normally lose an awful lot of mass. It involves all sorts of explosions and lots of energy given off. So the black hole normally weighs an awful lot less than the original star did. But that mass is much, much closer together. It's much more dense. The force of gravity, even a Newtonian force of gravity, is essentially is proportional to the inverse square. So if you're twice as far away from it, the force gets four times weaker. So if you take a star and squash all that mass very close together, then you stand on the surface of it, apart from being burnt up and everything, you stand on the surface of it, then you're going to be a lot closer to a lot more mass. So the gravity is going to be much, much stronger. Then once you go into relativity and complex general relativity, then that mass can bend space enough that light always gets bent round and can never escape at all ever.
So if the black hole blew up again, you took the same mass and put it back to something that was the original size of the star, so in other words, the density was lower again, then it would start to emit light again.
Yeah, then light could escape, no problem.
Brilliant. Diana?